Great job! Great job!
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 75 of this motherfucking shit we do live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, of course.
Of course.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am good. Odie, good. How are you?
Kind of drunk, actually.
That's
right. Did it
right.
Just kick in?
Well, yeah. It wasn't like the four shots we took before the show. It was the one like just right before the show,
right,
when he's
yeah.
like, hey, let's take one more before we do this. All right.
I'm game.
So, yeah, we do have Odie back in the studio again. If you guys are new, you may remember Odie from the cruise specials, parts 1 and 2. Odie was the dude that came with me on the cruise. He usually works dealing poker, so he's not really on the show very often. But when he is, we are happy to have him.
Hi.
Happy to be here.
Good,
be
good.
You know what? Maybe Odie should be the new Sean.
Maybe Odie should be the new Braden.
What the fuck? Yeah.
That's true. You know, it might be better.
You know, pretty soon, none of it's going to matter anyway, unless you guys are going to be teleconferencing
right,
to Argentina.
Right, because you're moving to Argentina. Yeah.
Right. Well, just for 3 months.
Just for 3 months.
Really?
Like a trial. Yeah,
He's
I guess.
Serious,
well,
too.
We'll just get right into it. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you are listening live, you can chat with us at thejamhole.com/chat, and that's where everyone will be hanging out. And if you're not listening live,
you're big
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, so, excuse me, speaking of fucking myself, before we get into why I might be taking a little 3 month hiatus here, I decided that, you know, the more places on the internet the Jam Hole is, the more people will find it. So I've been hearing a lot about Facebook, and I know it's been around for a while, and I was happy with just MySpace. Well, not happy, but yeah.
Okay with it.
I was not
content.
Needing anything more than just MySpace. So
that's more than enough.
But now that I have, you know, we do this show and stuff, I was like, fuck it. We need to get this thing on as many different
right.
sites.
Every
as,
site we can find.
Yeah. So I made a Facebook account today. And to start it off, I just want to say getting a Facebook account, it's fucking ridiculous. It's like going on welfare, man. You gotta fill out all this shit, and it's like, no, I don't like that name. I don't believe you're a real person.
Except you don't get any money out of it.
Yeah, no shit. They should just fucking pay you all the time I wasted doing that shit.
You were doing that for like an hour.
Yeah, and that was just the hour you saw. I came here while I was working and
right.
stopped, and that's when I made the account, and I started messing with it. It took me like fucking 40 minutes before it was like, oh, okay, I'll accept that name, I suppose.
Right.
Like, I don't... Facebook doesn't seem like it's set up for, like, comedians or shows or things
I don't
like
think
that.
It is.
Like, on MySpace, you can get the music account and do stuff mm-hmm. like that. But on Facebook, I tried to make the name The Jam Hole, and it's like, I don't like that name. I'm like, all right.
Sorry, duh, isn't the first
yeah,
name.
Yeah, like, the fuck it's not.
So now it's Matt Jam Hole.
Right, and then I just changed it again. So I'm not going to tell you what I changed it to, but if you guys go... And there's no fucking URL. It's like...
No, it's just numbers.
Our fucking Facebook address is like facebook.com/php?=01587623 or that's not it.
Right.
Something it's like that. It's like
meanwhile
oh.
I made the Bebo account in like 15 minutes.
Right. Bebo much easier to
yes,
use. Facebook not so much.
It's
so
a little
at the bottom of the Facebook thing I finally got it kind of figured out, and it's like, do you have a quote? And I'm like, you know what? I do have a quote. My quote is, joining Facebook is like me having a website and asking you to join, but before you can join, I ask you to go fuck yourself and then figure out a way to suck yourself off. Right. And once you do that, then I will send you the account information. Sorry.
The verification email.
And then you
email.
Can verify that you did indeed fuck yourself and also you did suck yourself off.
Right.
Now, welcome to Facebook. So
enjoy
yeah.
yourself.
The easiest way to find us, if I'm sure you guys all have fucking Facebook accounts. I found a bunch of people I went to school with because you put in like your high school and shit. And I'm like, you know, what the fuck? Who cares? People are going to figure out my last name and all this shit. And if you find our Facebook account, you'll know what my last name is. So yeah.
Did you put in your last
name?
Yeah,
I did. So people that I went to school with will be like, holy shit, he got skinny and he did make something of himself. Wow.
Who'd have
thought?
Why
is he telling me to go fuck myself? Oh, that's his website. Cool. So, yeah, just go to thejamhole.com, and on our side menu under, I don't even know what the fuck, other stuff or something, it's getting kind
of
cluttered.
It is.
Between,
there's
a lot of links. We have a Twitter account, we have a MySpace, a YouTube, a
your
fucking...
Your MySpace, my MySpace, both of our StumbleUpons, Podcast Alley.
Fucking, oh, man.
Everything.
We are on and popping. So, yeah, tonight's show is brought to you by Johnny Walker, Black Label.
And Jameson.
And Miss Jamie. I have to say, being a non-drinker that I've fucking
you can't call yourself a non-drinker
lush,
anymore.
Being the lush I've turned into since the cruise, thank you very much, Odie. I do like the Black Label better than the Jameson, not just because it has the word black in it.
I think I agree, actually.
Yeah, it seems a lot smoother for some reason. I don't know. What do you think, Odies?
I got my Irish roots. I like the Jameson.
All right. I'm glad. I hope everyone could hear
that. Was
hear
so
that.
Quiet.
You're drunk. You need to be louder. So
get loud.
Yeah, we do have all that shit now. So like I say, if you guys go to thejamhole.com, you'll find all that stuff. So 3 month hiatus. I've been talking to May, you know, pretty much like every day since I've been back. And I don't know, for some reason, you know, we each have jobs in our respective countries. That sounds so awesome. And so for her to come here, you know, and for one, we were talking about, like, what if we end up, like, living together for a while and we just hate each other? Like, it was just because we were both in Miami and, you know, it just kind of happened. Being on vacation is totally different than, like, going to work every day, waking up with that person, you know, doing everything. It's not just,
I'll
be in your hotel room in 5 minutes
right.
type of thing. So, now, so we're like,
I'm
you know, maybe
see you for the next 24 hours and then never again after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So maybe it would be good not to just, you know, burn all the bridges and just be like, later, I'm going to
just move.
Right, like a trial period. Like AOL used to send out those CDs.
Right, those
like,
free.
Hey, try it for 90 days.
Yeah.
If you like it, we'll steal all your money. And if not, then, oh, well. It's kind of like that.
We tried to steal your money.
Yeah, well, they even steal people's money that don't have AOL accounts.
I know, right?
That was awesome.
You don't even have to have AOL to fucking pay them.
I know. You can just... How cool is... That's like the greatest business model
that
ever.
That is really good.
Regardless of whether you use our services or not,
you're
we
gonna
will
get
be
charged.
Sending you a bill.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect
fucking
model.
Doesn't matter, so you might as well use it.
Right? It's like you're paying for it either way.
Right.
So, I mean, do you want to get something out of it, or should we just fuck you without anything in return?
Right.
So we were talking. It's like, you know, I've been wanting to write a couple books and stuff like that, and especially since I read that book, What White People Like, and I emailed the author of that book, just like a shot in the dark, like, hey, your book's funny, I'd like to interview you on my show, and he actually replied to me, like,
whoa!
I wasn't expecting just any reply at all, or maybe at the least an automated
just
thing.
Just Marcus spam.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, I'm more than happy to come on your show and talk about the book and stuff, just as long as you're not asking for a link in exchange.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if that's like how podcasters are like, let me interview you, and then after the interview they're like, so you're gonna put a link on your site to us, right?
Right.
So I don't know if that's how they do it, but I totally wasn't even thinking about that. I just enjoyed the fucking book, and it got me thinking, if a white dude can write a book about what white people like, why can't a white dude write a book about what black people like? So I kind of started...
Because who are you to say what black people
like? Hey, I've been around a lot of black people.
Oh,
yeah.
What, six of them?
Well, no, not just there. I grew up in California for a few years. I've been around. I've dated black people.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you actually gone out with a black girl?
When I was younger, in fourth grade, yes. Really? I dated a black girl for like 2 weeks, and then she liked another kid.
Yeah.
And then I fucking...
That's fourth grade.
Called her the N-word, and then it was... No. I'm just kidding. I was like, isn't your pimp going to miss you if you... I don't know.
I mean, all black women
have pimps, right?
Hey.
Okay. Sorry. Wow. So, yeah, we were talking. It's like, you know, why don't we just try it out? I would love... I've never been to Argentina, and one of the things... Excuse me. I put that back where it belongs. Oh. What...
Oh, man. I think you need another
this
shot
is
of this.
Fun. Yes, please. Now, one of the things, what was I saying? Oh,
I don't know.
So we were talking. It's like, why don't we just try this out for 3 months? And one of the things on my list of things I want to do before I die is to go to countries I've never been to. So, at the same time of getting to hang out with this girl that I'm stupidly in love with, I get to fucking visit Argentina and South America, a place I've never been. Look, Odie's passed out against the
is
pop filter.
Oh my god!
Are you okay, sir?
Just fine.
Okay. He was actually asleep for a second.
That was amazing. That was you are good. The first person to nod out during this show that was not on.
Where's your camera?
Well, you guys are fucking lame. You know, you come home on lunch break to work on your MySpace account.
Well, I came home to smoke the rest of the weed I had, and then I was like, you know, I should make a Facebook account. So then I did, and I'll just drop my camera all over the fucking floor.
It's got a nice case.
Oh,
I wasn't sleeping, by the way.
Okay.
Well, next time it looks like you're sleeping, right. It's going to get a picture.
You don't get morning wood when you're awake, bud. I'll tell you that.
That's
so,
my favorite part about going to bed.
Basically, long story short, we decide that I need to raise about $6,000, and that will get me a plane ticket and allow me to live in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, with her for 3 months comfortably.
Yeah.
Not have to work. I can kick back and write this
book.
So,
will you quit your job?
I haven't talked to the boss man
yet. I don't know how he's going to feel about 3 months off.
Well, it's not like I'm just taking 3 months to go fucking do drugs all over Europe again. I mean, that wasn't this job, but yeah. It's like, you know, I've been wanting to write a book for a long fucking time now, and this would be a good time to not have to work every day, because then I get all the ideas, and then after work, I'm like, fuck it, you know, and then it starts over. So,
well, then while she's at work, you can write your
book. Exactly, and then when she gets back, we can fucking be
we can have sex all day,
and all that. It'll be great. So I figure 3 months would be a good time frame. I can get a visa, no problem. Oh, and I did find out that you can actually drive from Montana all the way to Buenos Aires.
That's intense.
I know, right?
How long do you think that would take?
Depending on how many problems were encountered on the way.
Could you do it in one shot?
Negative. It depends. If you could get to Colombia and pick up a little go juice, you're
right.
Good.
Well, you'll have Rockstar go juice until then.
It's getting, well, yeah, except in fucking Mexico where they don't sell it.
Well,
but then
you can
just go to the pharmacy and be like, ¿Dónde está la Ritalino? And some needles. Thanks.
Yes. And needles.
But no, I'm looking at the map, and like the only road that Google Maps would show me goes like right through part of the Amazon rainforest, and then you get it's
probably
like,
the only road that goes there,
right? It's they made that road just to cut trees down.
Yeah.
And then it goes,
we need at least one road to get to fucking South
least,
America.
Make it a logging road.
Right.
Because we're going to be cutting down a lot of trees.
Might take you a while.
Yeah. And then so you get out of the rainforest and you go right into Colombia. So it's like out of the rainforest dealing with big giant spiders and shit into Colombia dealing with drug cartel lords.
Right.
So assuming you could get past all of those obstacles, not to mention the fucking, 20,000 miles it is
from
here to there.
That might be kind of fun. It's like a big adventure. It's
not
like a video game.
Couldn't take the Subi, but, you know, I'd have to figure something
definitely
else
not.
Out.
Better steal the work truck.
So basically, plane tickets, $2,000, another $3,000 to $4,000. I mean, obviously, the more the better to live down there. You know, I get a decent exchange rate, better than if I went to Canada or something.
Yeah, well, have fun making that $6,000.
Well, so we have a donate button. If you guys don't want to hear a show for 3 months, hit us up. TheJamHole.com. Give us some money.
You know, so, and if you don't want to hear a show ever, that's going to require more money.
You guys give us that. You give me that money. Do you realize what kind of stories I'm going to have to tell by the time I get back?
Yeah, all for of, 3 months.
All of the failed relationship that's going to happen. And,
can you imagine how many pages of notes you're going to have in 3 months?
That might be the book right there.
We're going to have to do like... I don't know, like 20 shows just on the 3 months of you being gone.
And I mean, there's a lot of podcasts that do shows, like, and none of them live in the same fucking state or
right,
country.
They just,
so,
like, the Skeptics
Guide. We would still do the shows. It's just my job that, like, I don't want to have to come back to this awesome fucking job market we have and try and find another fucking job.
Right.
Like, I want to make sure that, okay, when I come back, obviously I'll come back. Right. But when I come back, am I still going to have.
Things are going to go wrong eventually.
Right, so I was thinking you could maybe do my job for 3 months.
Yeah,
maybe. I would. You. Why don't you just be me? We'll do like that dude
okay,
did
I'll
on eBay, and I'll sell you my life, my friends, my car, everything, my job for $6,000.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. My life is not worth that.
Your life is worth. I'll give you $5 for it.
Right now.
Right now.
You got yourself a deal.
Yeah.
And then I get to sit over there and get too stoned to talk while I watch
that
you
fucking
struggle
once.
Through the show.
That was one time. Ever. At least I'm not shooting up Oxy before the show like you used to.
Wow. Who was doing Oxy while I was in Mexico, bud?
What? Uh-huh. I did it once.
Uh-huh.
Twice.
Uh-huh.
I did it twice.
Three times a lady.
No, twice.
Okay, sure. That's,
only two
that's
times.
That's nice. Thank you very much. Any police officers are listening?
You'd be jealous of the other
Brayden,
things I did.
And he lives over in the trailer park.
Yeah, I live in the trailer
All
park.
All right, well, I just had a couple things before we do some news here. Episode 70 fucking 5. We are a quarter away to 100. Mm. And I'm hoping by episode 100, we will have raised the $6,000. What I need to do is get a bunch of retarded-looking kids, like not just you two and me and the cat, but like seriously retarded
right.
looking kids, and then we need to film them and be like, we need money for school and school supplies. School supplies are $6,000.
It'll cost $6,000 for all of them to get school
supplies.
We
will send each of you a vial of retard drool if you donate us $100 or more.
Do you think people would even want that?
Hey, retard drool has a lot of homeopathic properties.
Really?
That you may not be aware of.
Yeah.
Did you know that retard drool can cure... Tourette's.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny because Michael Jackson's drool can cure cancer.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
You know what else his drool can cure? Pedophilia. Just what I heard.
No, that kind of is the cause of
it. Oh, I always get that mixed up.
Yeah. Well,
all right. So
I'm tomato, tomato.
Oh. So, Odie, before we get into this, how has your week been? I haven't really seen you since we got back from the cruise. What have you been doing with yourself?
Backpacking.
Backpacking, hiking,
fishing, kind of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't catch shit.
All right.
And I hike a long way, and it kicks the shit out of me, and I hate it.
Nice. How's work been going?
Slow.
Slow?
So far, slow. I haven't made much money the last couple weeks.
Nice, nice. How have you gotten readjusted to society since we've been, you know, since we're on the boat and in Miami and in Mexico? It's nice to pay $50 to a white person and get a legitimate bag of weed.
And get $50
yeah,
of
nice.
Weed.
Actually, I bought the first shitty bag I've bought in Kalispell in probably 2 years the other day. Before
Why?
I went hiking. Hell if I know, you know, the brown
two
frown.
Years.
Was he like, all right, give me the money, usually... wait here, I'll be right back.
Right.
No, just
was his name Rozell?
Close.
No, so no. Speaking of Rozell, guess who I got a fucking random fucking phone call from last
Rozell.
Night? Rozell, right? How fucking the last person, like, my phone rings and I look, oh, that was
Jesus.
Nasty, excuse my face. So the phone rings and I look at it and it's just this weird phone number I don't recognize. So I'm like, all right, maybe it's May, I don't know.
He's like, yo, I got your weed.
Yeah, so I answer, I'm like, hello? And he's like, yo, what's up, nigga, this Rozell, is this
Did
Matt?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah? And he's like, yo, you still in Miami, nigga, you still here? I'm like, are you fucking serious, dude? I haven't been in Miami since I told you, hey, we're not going to be here, so please don't fucking rip us off. And he's like, I'm like, so what the fuck happened? You know, that was cool. You just took off with our $100 and never called us or nothing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you don't know what happened. I got into some altercations, nigga. I had some problems and shit. But I'm just calling you now. Say that it's all good. I got your shit or your money if you want me to send it to you. I'm like, yeah, that would be fucking nice. He's like, so you all got a Western Union up there? And like, I don't fucking know. I've never had money sent to me like that.
I think we do.
He's
actually.
Like, you don't know if you got a Western Union, nigga? You don't got no loafers? Where's your loafers?
Where's your loafers?
Yeah, so I'm like, no, I honestly don't know, dude. Like, I was expecting him to be like, yo, I'm in Montana, son. I'm coming over.
Where you at?
At my house with my guns? I don't know. But, and then I got to thinking, you know, if he came here, I would let him chill here.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
If you did let him, he'd probably be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he sounded like cool. Like, he felt, I don't know if black people feel bad when they do things like that to white
Maybe
people.
Maybe he really did get into some altercations.
Maybe Lou it fucked him
sounds
up.
Sounds like he
know.
Has a rough time down there.
Hey.
I mean, how long has he been out of prison now?
Let's see. 2 weeks and 4 days?
Yeah, I mean, I know. You know.
But it was just weird that rough he actually times. Called me. And for those of you who don't know, Razel was the guy that took $100 from us in the second social experiment or rip-off.
Or weed purchase.
Right, illegal marijuana purchase while we were in Miami. And he was the dude that he was like following us around and shit. And then I was like, all right, well, here's the money. Here's my number. Call me when you get it. And then we never heard from him until just last night when right. I get that call. So
that's awesome.
And I wish I would have had the mics turned on. Like, it's just,
you'd be like, hey, call me back yeah. and say exactly what you said again.
No, can you say a little louder, please? Okay. So yeah, and I didn't even go look for a Western Union. I was supposed to call him back and shit, and I never fucking did. Well, so
of course,
maybe I'll call him back
see,
tomorrow.
You can actually get that $100 back.
If you have a
Western Union here,
that will give birth to a whole new respect of black people in my
just
fucking
respect
mind.
In
like
general.
I respect them to begin with, but like this would be like, wow, I thought you ripped us off, and really you just
yeah but you
into
can't really
trouble.
Say that for black people, just him specifically,
right,
as a
because
person.
The other black dude did for sure rip us
right.
off.
Well, and just people in general are pieces of shit, you know.
Yeah,
so it's time for a shot.
Yeah, time yeah. for shots. Okay, okay. Pour out the up. Shots. I got a couple things here, and then we'll do some news. So I got back to the office today. I had a salt route, and I did that in the fucking pouring ass rain. And I get back, and I'm writing notes for the show tonight, and I hear, like, they always have the radio playing and stuff, and I never really listen to the radio. I always have my iPod. I'm listening to, like, Keith and the Girl or Distorted View or Minor Detail or Stereo Radiation or Skeptic's Guide or Science Talk or the Astronomy Cast.
Right,
or
something.
Yeah, one of the many, many podcasts I listen to in my day-to-day life. So I'm listening to the radio, and it's just these stupid, stupid fucking songs. And in between another... Stereo Radiation says, Razel probably wanted another hundy.
probably.
Hey, call, you need to send me $100 so I can send you your $100. Oh, really? Okay, well, why don't you, here's my bank account number. Why don't you just put it in there? Thanks.
Yeah.
You're a peach.
You're a peach.
So I'm listening to the radio and shit, and the first ad that I really notice is an ad for this bar or whatever the fuck called Red's Wine and Blues. Have you ever been there, first
yeah.
of all?
Yeah, good place.
What did you think of that place?
It's lame now.
Now, what yeah. made it lame?
When they took away the restaurant.
They used to have a restaurant?
There's, yeah.
By
bomb,
the way,
bomb breakfast, dude. Crab oh. omelet.
They had this fucking pizza they made there, and it was goat cheese pizza.
Ugh.
Nastiest fucking thing I've ever tasted.
That's gross.
It's normal pizza, but the cheese is fucking goat cheese.
Feta.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's
all right, so it's an ad, and it says, every Wednesday is ladies' night, so guys, bring your ladies here to get them fucked up on $2 Cosmos and shit. And it seemed weird that they're like, hey, we'll give, if you're a lady, we'll get you drunk for really cheap because we know all the guys you're probably going to be surrounded by are total scumbags.
And
so
they're totally going to take you home.
We'll take one for the team for your benefit, you
right.
know? So that just seemed weird. And then it's like, get you can go there with either your girlfriend or somebody else's girlfriend and have a great fucking night for like $10.
Right.
And it's like by the fifth one,
as long as they're a girl.
By the fifth one, assuming you know put in the little magic powder, she's yours. Mm-hmm. So, and then right after
my friend
that,
Rufy.
My friend Rufy. So the commercial right after that, and I'm not even making this up, is this sad, sad piano music playing. And what it ends up being is an ad for drunk driving. So I'm like, you follow up. I don't know if this is random or if somebody's actually...
I don't think there's a specific order.
Well, it just seemed weird. You have an ad for a bar. It's like, drive here, get wasted, and then good luck.
And then drive home.
Right. And then after that, it's like, please don't drink and drive.
Right.
But not like on their ad. Like,
but
at the
for $2,
end,
you can get fucked up.
If you're
a
girl, or right. You tuck it really well.
Right. Or you get your girl to bring you drinks.
Yeah, it just seemed really weird. And it wasn't like, you know how beer commercials at the end have an ad that's like, please drink responsibly. Like, this was a totally separate ad.
Right.
This music, and it was like talking about a couple of kids and how he went out to a party and got started drinking and got drunk and drove home and hit somebody and killed everybody, including himself. Yeah. And then it was like another story about this girl that like got drunk and got raped and all this shit. And like following $2 Cosmos at ladies' night at the bar that you have to drive to and
right.
then get wasted and then drive back.
Right.
And then
I
don't know.
What a perfect follow-up.
Yeah, I know. And then I don't know if this was a coincidence, but then the last ad that was after that was an ad for Johnson's Mortuary. So I don't know. Weird synchronicity.
Wow.
I don't know.
Then drunk driving ad, then. And more you
I know, right? It's like, holy
That's
shit.
The best part about drinking is if you're going to drive.
Right.
I did that a little bit. I have to remember that, like, if I want
to
get...
The day you came back, you came to my house, you're like, I'm a little drunk.
And I've never DUI'd before, so bear with me, please.
Yeah, well, you've never really driven drunk before.
I know, right? That's the cool thing about it. And then I was
but
like,
But we
man,
do not support drunk driving. I recommend none
I
of
support
you.
Support all the drunk driving you can do. Go out and fucking kill people. And, like, I was telling my friend
nice.
Today, he came to work, and he looked all sad, and I'm like, what's the matter? The salt guy. Right, he's been on, if you heard the special Saturday show last week, and he's like, oh, my friend, his roommate, his ex-wife, I don't know what the fuck their deal is, but anyway, her friend killed himself this morning or yesterday and shit. He had some problems and whatever, and
wow.
He's like, isn't that messed up? I'm like, dude, today when I was out delivering, I was stuck in traffic at least 5 times, so no, it doesn't really affect me. I mean, if maybe like 50 people killed themselves, maybe I would notice that, hey, this isn't as crowded as it used to. This is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I kind of like this. Yeah. But I mean, like one person. And I understand. I didn't know the kid. So fuck me for being a fucking ruthless piece of shit.
Right.
But like, if you kill. I am kind of proud that he actually did kill himself. And he wasn't like, I'm going to kill myself. And then took like a few pills. And then the next day was like, God, I hate my life.
Still woke up.
Yeah. You know,
take
like.
Some more.
Like the kill yourself, cry for help move.
Right.
Like, he actually fucking killed himself.
Yeah.
So I was like, props to
like
you, dude. You actually did it. It's good follow through.
It only took him one try.
I know, right? So take notes from this guy. If you're going to kill yourself, fucking do it. And clear up the traffic. So
that'll be our new ad. Kill yourself, so
yes.
There's not so much traffic.
So the main thing before we do some news here, we never really talk about this because honestly, I could give two fucks less about it. But I found this kind of funny, so I'm going to kind of go through it here. We're not going to do it the way I had wanted to do it because I only wrote down notes on my book, so we can't play the part really. But we'll just go through this, and if you guys have any comments, definitely feel free. Basically, this is the latest candidate election, whatever the fuck it's called, debate. And the main thing I found very odd is they're all about separating church and state, minus, you know, I pledge allegiance under God, all that shit.
And God we trust on our money.
Right, right.
And you gotta swear to God that you will not lie when you're in court.
Right, and I understand that's tradition. They've been doing that since they made the government. So you can't really change from that.
Well,
but
you can
what
change
they
the
can...
whole court thing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, obviously not the... Well, you can still change the money.
That'll
they change our money all the time.
That'll never happen, though.
Of course
you,
not.
You know how many people would be like...
Well, of course not, because they're never going to actually separate church and state.
Right, but they say on the outside that it is. So
but that's
really,
a lie.
What really got me, the main thing is that this debate was held at a church. Which is
weird.
What's
the name of the church, by the way?
The church is called the Orange County Mega Church.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Mega Church.
It's like, with our powers combined, we will form Mega Church! Praise God, or else I'll kill you. It just, it's like you're all about, this is important to people. Like, we don't give a shit, because no matter who the fuck gets elected, it doesn't matter. They're all lying. They're all going to do what they want to do once they get elected. They're just telling you what you want to hear for the time being.
Until you vote for them.
Right. So it just seemed weird that they were doing that. And then on top of that, the guy heading it, let's see, they both spoke at a two-hour forum on faith hosted by the minister Rick Warren at his mega church in Orange County. And every time when I was writing these notes, I saw the word mega church, it reminded me of the Mega Beast from Drop Dead Fred. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, man.
Drop Dead Fred?
Drop Dead Fred. Have you ever seen it, Odie?
Never seen it.
Never seen
Who's
it?
In it?
Awesome movie. I don't even know. Oh. It's funny, kind of. Awesome. It was funny when I was 12. I don't know how
older movie.
How funny it's going to be now. So, let's see. Basically, they started off talking about abortion, of course, because they're in a church, of course. And, you know, everyone there is anti-abortion.
That's the second time anyone has ever sneezed on the show.
Congratulations, Odie.
Thank
you. Shouldn't have put
Thank
your glasses
you. I do good work.
All right, so the abortion stance. McCain is anti-abortion. He thinks that human rights begin the instant a human egg is fertilized. So, by that logic, if that's when a human life begins, once the egg is fertilized, you should register for the selective service. You should get a job.
Or at least start fucking looking for one.
Right? Because God knows, when they say now hiring, they don't mean now. They mean in a few fucking months, unless you're related to somebody that works here. So, fuck you if you're not. And then, let's see. If you should be allowed to drink.
Yeah.
Once the egg is fertilized. Now, some babies do. Their
better
mothers.
Sign up for school.
Right. Yeah, get registered. Fall classes. Yeah. You don't want classes. You don't want
better start looking for which college you want to go
right.
to.
Right. And I guess if, you know, your mother is a good mother, she'll start you off drinking when you're still in the womb. You
right.
know, the day the egg is fertilized, you know. And smoking and
get
crack.
Get you prepared.
And, yeah, she'll get you ready. So they just seem like a really stupid, like, your rights. And it wasn't even a human life. He said human rights start the second
right.
the egg is fertilized. Like,
so that doesn't mean it's a human yet, just a human right.
You have rights, but what kind of rights are they?
Human ones.
Exactly. So you're in there, you're fucking your fucking wife or whatever, and you're trying to have a kid, and you come inside of her, mistake one. And then, you know, the egg is in there just chilling with its legs spread because it's a little
fucking...
And all of
a sudden it's just getting fucked.
Yeah, and then it comes in, and then boom, human life, human rights. You yep. now have rights as a little fucking thing of mush.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When do you think a human life starts?
I think a human life starts the second you're able to think for yourself and you
the
contribute
The second you have
something.
Your own consciousness.
Right.
Is what I think.
The egg isn't like, hey, I'm an egg. This is
right.
weird.
But even when you're born, you still haven't really developed
hey,
that yet.
Even when people are in their 40s, they still haven't fucking developed
That's
yet.
True.
That's neither here nor there.
It all depends.
They still have rights.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Human rights.
Yeah. That just seemed like a fucking cop-out.
That's why I think they should just go with, it doesn't start until the baby's actually born.
It's like, you have human rights, but if your mom... If you guys live... Your parents live in a trailer, and you have a deadbeat dad and shit, you don't have the right to get raised properly and have a good education.
Right.
You have the right to follow in your parents' footsteps and become a big old piece of white trash, mm-hmm. you know? So, I don't know.
That's
that
your
seems
rights.
Stupid. And then Obama, he supports legalized abortion, but he wants to limit abortions in the late stages of pregnancy if there are exceptions for the mother's health.
They already do that.
Well, what about her, I'm not talking about her physical health, but what about her, like, emotional or her lifelong health? Having a kid, now what happens to all that money that you are putting away for your rent and all that shit? It's going to be spent on the kid, which is going to decrease the mother's human life.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should be able to have an abortion up until the kid's about 12, I think. That's going to be my platform. Abortions till, what is that? The 50, I don't even fucking know.
I'm going to say abortions until it's born.
I'm going to say abortions till you're dead. How's that?
You can be aborted anytime.
How's that?
I don't like it.
No? Why?
You could be aborted right now. Your mom could be like, you know, I want an abortion.
But you know what? I'm smart enough to fight back. If a doctor came at me with a shop vac and a fucking pitchfork, I'd be like, uh-uh.
No.
I'm good.
Pull up my gat.
And then I would abort him. See, so that, I don't know, that would make it all, like, you know, survival of the fittest, I guess. If everyone's running around trying to abort everyone else, it would make life a hell of a lot more interesting.
Well, you have to be the person's parents.
Yeah, or else it's just like an assassination.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise it's murder.
So my other platform will be legalizing assassination then, basically.
Right.
Oh, let's see. So Obama says the government should do more to prevent unwanted pregnancies and to help struggling new mothers. How do you do more besides saying if you're not ready to have a kid, don't?
Like, kill it.
Make it a mandatory? Like I said in a previous episode, mm-hmm. if you are under the age of 17 and you are pregnant, it is mandatory that you have an abortion.
If we see you are not fit to have a kid, it's getting aborted.
Right, and that will be left up to me, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you can't leave it up to God. We'll be sitting around all fucking infinity.
Forever.
I know, right? Waiting for a sign. Still waiting. Okay, we're going to go ahead and desecrate this body and blood of your son. Is that cool? Okay, cool.
No response.
Can you make his flesh taste a little more sweet?
Are you sleeping right now?
Right?
What are
God's
you doing?
God's been sleeping since... He's like, man, I really like the dinosaurs. Ain't not much been going on since then. I'm going to take a nap for a few hundred thousand years.
Yeah, forever.
Oh, God. So the next thing, McCain was quoted as saying, "The nation's greatest moral shortcomings is its failure to devote ourselves to causes greater than our self-interest." Which is kind of funny coming from a guy that's running for president and has all this money and shit.
And talking at a mega church.
Right. And it's like, no, this isn't for me. I don't want to be president for me. No.
For you guys.
This is all for you. Everything I do is for you.
I'm going to be a piece of shit and lie about everything for you.
I know, right? This isn't for my own personal gain.
No.
No. What, name one president that's ever been elected for personal gain.
One president who hasn't.
That has not?
Yeah. Oh. That's hard.
So, in response to that, Obama supports gays. And then, after, I love this hypocrisy at work. He says he supports gays, but then he says he is redeemed by Jesus who died for his sins. He's like, I'm sorry, God, for supporting the gays. Can I still go to heaven where all the non-gay people are going to be? And God's like, you know, he doesn't say anything.
He's like, yeah, all right. As long as you
exist.
Well, right, and he's only lying that he's supporting gays.
Right, that just seemed weird that he would just, like, I didn't ask you a question that had to do with, you know, what your religion is, but since we're in the fucking mega church, why the fuck not? Hey, I'm redeemed by Jesus Christ. Watch this. Come here, honey. Fucking douche! Punch in the face. See that, everybody? Now watch this. Jesus, I'm sorry. Boom! Forgiven. This guy right here, going up. That's right. One-way ticket to the stairway to heaven. Oh, God. I love that cop-out. It's like, hey, you can do anything you want. Just ask for forgiveness. Oh, God. God, I'm so sorry. I mutilated this family and fucked them all in front of their mom and dad. But
never do it again.
I'm sorry. I am sorry I didn't get to bust a fucking nut in her little fucking face. Oh, no, I'm sorry for that, too. Still have... Okay, good. Thanks. Here's my 10%. The best excuse ever, religion, is you're old, you're
the
scared.
The biggest cop-out ever.
I know. It fucking blows me away. And then McCain, let's see. He is all about drilling in the U.S., the lands and waters, for oil and natural gas, of course. And then he went on about how he was a POW. Mm. And it's like, you know, if you're going to lead the country... Being a POW means you sucked at being in the military. You suck so bad, in fact, that you got captured by the other team. That's like playing capture the flag and getting caught and having to wait until someone busts across, grabs you, and goes back across the line. Right. Like, you failed at the military, but hey, we'll fucking give you a vote because I'm sure you can be a good leader.
At least he was in the military.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, when it comes to war and they've been at war, they kind of have a better idea of what they're doing.
Well, that's a good thing considering we'll never be out of war. You
right.
know?
So and considering the president we have now was never in the military.
But he'll start some fucking shit.
But he starts more wars than any
He's
fucking
like, hey,
other president.
Over in the Middle East, you got a place called Georgia. See, over in America, we got a place called Georgia too. So we're going to invade Georgia, get the Russians out of there, and then we're going to call it Georgia 2, because we have a Georgia 2. Yeah, and there's oil there, I heard. I want to send Bush an email that says, hey, there's oil on the moon. You should go look for it. And he'll
in
be
Mars,
like, he'll be like, hey, how do you know? How do you know there's oil up on the moon? I'll be like, dude, have you ever looked at the moon? You see all those dark spots? That's oil. You should go get it. And then he'll be like, oh, holy shit, that's oil. I'm going right now. Me and my monkey, we're going to get oil. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, let's see. Next, yeah, he did that. Sorry, page two here. So who are you voting for so far after just hearing that? McCain, POW, no abortions ever. Let's just overpopulate this fucking planet.
Just get it over.
Obama, he's black. That's a huge fucking plus for anyone that plays Slugnug. Is that racist? No, it's fun. It's a game. It's not like we hang him after.
He's not really black.
No,
almost.
He's like Bryant Gumbel.
Yeah.
He's like Newsy. He's our undercover brother.
Did you hear? So, did you ever hear a long time ago when Obama first started running that he liked it when people called him white?
Is that weird?
That is kind of weird to me. It's like he doesn't like being referred to as a black person.
I like being called a black person, so, you know, yeah. I feel like
I guess.
It goes both ways, I guess.
I know a lot of people who would love to be called a black person because they sure act like they are.
If I had a nickel.
You'd be in Argentina.
Fucking A, I would, with plenty of cash to spend, man. I could get ripped off like five more times and not even bat an eye.
At least.
Oh, God. So, and then we have, you know, Obama, he's all about being saved for all right. of the past fucking sins.
Into Muslim.
Right, whatever.
Well. Yet, he's somehow into Jesus, too.
But he is black, kind of.
Kind of.
On the outside.
You know what? He's a very confused individual.
He is, like, the epitome of don't judge a book by its cover.
Because
he see
doesn't
him
even
and you're
know.
Like, there's just another black guy. Nay. That
he's
is
not
that
even
guy
black.
Is whiter than you, my friend.
Yeah.
And that's pretty fucking white.
It's weird.
Okay, the next thing, they were asked to define the word rich. Goddamn richers. Could either of you define the word rich? What does being rich mean to you?
It means you have way more money than you need.
All right, all right. Odie?
More money than you'll ever be able to spend.
All right.
Which is pretty much what I said.
Being rich
okay.
for me, it would be just being able to do whatever you want when you wanted to. If I wanted to hop a plane to Argentina right now, I would do it because I could.
I think that's being comfortable.
Really?
That's not necessarily rich.
Rich is
rich
like...
Rich is more like Bill Gates. You have so much money, it's like you can't fucking spend
so
it.
So comfortable is me going to Argentina because I can.
Comfortable is being able to do what you want when you want.
Being rich is going to the bathroom and saying, I have toilet paper, but I also have $100 bills in my pocket, and then wiping your ass with the $100 bills.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
That's what I think.
So I just thought that was a good, interesting question. Like... Future president of our fucking country. What does being rich mean to you? It means I don't gotta live with the rest of you fucking niggers. Oh, did I say that on TV? Oh, goodness. what kind of question is that to ask the future president? Like, okay, people, everyone that's gonna vote in this election. Sorry, I keep grabbing your cable. This is the question that is gonna decide it for you.
Well, because when they're president, they'll be able to fuck people out of a lot of money.
Like they're not now.
What?
These guys spend more money on their presidential campaigns than most countries have.
Right.
Like all together.
And a lot of the money
like,
they spend
cool.
on their campaigns has been donated.
Right. By companies that are like, hey, if you get elected, you want to maybe not make us pay taxes on shit. And
right.
don't mind it when we buy underage prostitutes.
No way that happens.
No, never. No way. No way.
You know,
fucking...
I bet what really happens is all these fucking companies donate. Well, donate.
Donate.
In quotations.
Right.
To the whoever's running, and then if that person gets elected, those companies are the ones that are really running the country.
Good, Brayden. I do. Did you just think of that?
I did.
Congratulations.
I know.
So, basically, Obama, he started out with by joking about his book sales. He's like, what does rich mean to you? And he's like, have you seen my book sales? Oh, but really, I'm rich and I'm white. And then he said he has plans to add a new Social Security payroll tax to incomes above $250,000 a year, which I don't see what that's really going to do. Now, all the rich people are going to have to pay a little tax on Social Security or something, which means...
Which means nothing to them.
No. Well, and it means nothing to us. By the time we get to that point, there's right. not... No matter what you do... I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I know, you went from bumping your own
shit. It's right where I move my hands.
You move your fucking arms in my face, and you're sitting way over
Stereo there. Radiation says, they define rich as, no man could test me, impress me, and cash and my... No man could test me, impress me, my cash flow would never, ever end. That's an awesome song. He's just going to tax the shit out of people, which that I'm sure that'll happen. It's like, you know, you're in that tax bracket. Oh, well, fuck that. Let's tax the people that make no money a year. That's a good idea.
Yeah, why is it the rich people don't have to pay taxes, like, at all?
Hey, because they're rich.
But they're the ones with the fucking money.
If you're rich, you can buy somebody to pay taxes for you.
Dude!
One more time.
Knock it off!
Fucking dare you. One more time.
Okay. You're not using the mic anyway. I might as well.
One more time and you get a punch in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to be asleep.
Are you ready for the consequences of that action?
The consequences okay. of your so action is the punch in the face.
McCain says, quote, some of the richest people I've ever known in my life are the most unhappy.
He's a liar.
He's a fucking liar.
If you're rich, you're happy as a
motherfucker. It's like, man, if only I had money to buy more Coke. Oh, wait, I do. Oh, how's that ramen taste, rest of America? Holy shit.
How's that meth
they're like,
taste?
He's like, you know, they were miserable until they realized, I'm rich. I can do whatever the fuck
I'm
I want.
I'm rich, bitch.
So it lasted for, you know, a few minutes. And then he says, being rich should be defined by having a home and a prosperous and safe world. Like, way to go to keep us on that track.
Well, you mean, we're definitely not rich still.
So you mean by not starting wars with every country that has something we want?
Right.
Oh, okay. I guess we're not rich
nope.
after all. And then the final question that I wrote down here, why do you want to be president? And Obama was quoted as saying, do you have to ask? Have you seen the house? Have you seen the fucking house? Have you seen the interns? You know, black people love hot white interns.
Yeah.
Even if you're not black like Obama.
Clinton didn't have the hottest interns.
He
didn't pick the hottest one.
He kind of went the other way. Clinton did the equivalent of when you're looking at porn and you have like five categories. One of them's like barely legal. One of them's like hot and sexy. And then one of them's like fat and hairy. And then like you click the one that says fat and hairy just to see what it's like.
Right.
Yeah.
That's because they've looked at all the other ones 5,000 times.
Or, yeah, okay.
You know.
That wasn't... Okay, yeah, that works.
That's true.
So Obama says, quote, the United States should be an empathetic power for good in the world, a mission we are slipping away from, which is kind of funny coming from someone from the dark side. Because he's black, kind of. No? Okay. Well,
that's all you.
McCain was quoted as saying, I want to inspire a generation of Americans to serve a cause.
American Americans.
Right. To serve a cause greater than its self-interest. Like, do what we're doing, but take that and do the opposite of it.
Right. Don't do everything.
Don't do what
we're
doing, because you can't, you know, because we're rich and you're not.
Can't
you know?
Touch this.
But I also believe we face enormous challenges, both of national security and domestic. Now, do you think that would come come from possibly starting shit with every other fucking country.
Possibly.
It's like, we have a pretty badass military force, but you start a war with every fucking country, they're eventually gonna figure out one common language, and they're gonna be like, hey, why don't we gang up on this cunt? You
know? Either that or our troops are going to be spread out so thin that they're just getting killed.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We
good thing we're building robots.
Starting shit like that. It's fucking ridiculous. So,
hey, but good thing we're building robots.
Yeah, man. Good thing they'll just come and destroy us before anyone else has a chance to. Right. So that's about it. I just basically, that just reiterates the fact of no matter who you vote for, you're still fucked in the end.
Odie! Wake the fuck up.
No, let him sleep. That's fine. You can sleep through this episode.
Why are you here?
Why are you here, Odie?
Other than to
you
bring
called
James.
Me.
I was like, hey, you want to come on the show?
Yeah.
I wasn't like, hey, hey Odie, you want to come to my house and take a nap with me?
While we do the
he
show.
He does that, though. He gets a little too much drunk, and then he just passes out.
How much
out.
Did you have to drink before you got here?
That's irrelevant. I say go fuck yourselves, both of you.
That is very relevant.
Well, a guy's tired, you know? It has nothing to do with drinking.
That's cool, man. I mean, I worked all day. I wasn't lifting big, giant, heavy playing cards
or
anything.
You weren't playing with jugs all day.
I didn't even work today, actually.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Oh. All right. Well, you ready to do some news here real quick for episode 75? Episode 3/4 of the way to Nirvana.
Mm.
Just don't shoot me in the face with a shotgun. Mm. Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Ha!
It's about time.
You guys are fucking gay for each
I
other.
Defeated
I
defeated you. Hey, go
what's
fuck
really
yourself.
Gay is he gets so excited when he wins, and when I win, I'm like, oh,
hey,
I guess I'll read.
I'm sorry, I take this show a little more seriously than you.
I guess I just don't get excited about winning Rochambeau.
I guess if every Monday, Wednesday, Friday I came here and I just sat there until I was asked something because I had absolutely no life and nothing to contribute to the show, I would probably not be as excited either.
Right. Well,
that makes
you know.
Sense. All right. Well, this one is called Woman Shot in Crotch After Sex Demand.
Mm.
Oh, goodness. A man accused of shooting a woman in the crotch. Could you imagine being shot in the crotch?
No.
Penis or vagina, either way. Like,
can't really imagine getting my vagina shot.
Like that. Really. Oh, man. Is that like shot through the heart? Or
and you're too late?
Yeah. You've been called a bad name or something. A man accused of shooting a woman in the crotch and being too late after asking her to perform oral sex has been acquitted of creating a risk of bodily harm. Let's do a little reenactment. Hey, you want to suck me off?
No.
Oh, my crotch!
You shot my crotch.
Oh, my vagina! Oh, fuck, it's bleeding.
Wait, that's normal.
Do you have a tampon, honey? Do you think you could just put a tampon if you were
after
shot?
After you shot her in the cunt?
In the
here's a tampon. Just pretend it's
oh,
normal.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Do you think he was actually aiming? Like he's like, I'm going to shoot your clit off. And she moved a little bit and it just got her in the...
Just right in.
Oh. Yeah, I always picture like when I see fat women...
That's a hole in one.
Walking... Oh, God. When I see fat women walking around and they have the FUP, the fat upper pussy syndrome.
Right, I call it a front ass.
A front. I always wonder if you walk up to it and just jab it with like a needle or a
pen. You know why they have
that though?
If it would
just deflate.
Yeah, but what that it really is it's all
a
their
second stomach because they're a fat cow.
No, their stomach fat. You know how like fat people, if they don't do that, all their stomach fat hangs over the front of their pants.
Right.
What they do is they tuck it into their pants.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Holy shit.
You tuck your fat into your crotch area, and in turn you have a front ass.
That's weird.
Yeah,
it looks. Oh.
Yeah, so it's just if you looked at a person sideways who has a front ass and who's fat and has a huge ass, it's so fucking weird looking.
So, where would the vagina be on something like that?
The stomach.
In between stomach one, under stomach two.
After you fuck enough fat rolls, you'll eventually find it, I imagine.
That is fucking amazing. All right. Lori Edward Elliott, 54, Fairfield Gardens, Adelaide, was today found guilty of threatening a person with a firearm and possessing a firearm without a license and shooting a girl in the vagina. District Court Judge David Lovell.
There should be a charge for that.
Right? Destroying.
Charged with destroying a vagina.
Destroying a vagina. He's like, dude, it's okay. There was a penis on the other side of it. Oh, well, that's fine then.
Okay.
David Lowell, judge, entered the verdicts following a trial without a jury and will hand down his reasons at a later date. It's like, because she was a bitch. It doesn't matter. Crown prosecutor said that Elliot's trial that the victim was shot in her car in January of 06. Is that what they call the vagina over there? A car?
What? A car?
It's like, hey. Can I take the car out for a drive?
Yeah.
No, I have a headache.
Gotta test it out first.
I'm running low on gas.
It's expensive.
I'm getting gouged at the pumps. She said the woman had owed Elliot money, and as a part of the deal over her debt, she was to drive Elliot whenever he needed transport. So, you owe me money, now you're my slave. Mm. That's weird.
Instead
I wonder if
of money?
She was black. I mean, because that would, no? I mean,
did you
I'm just
have
saying.
To?
What?
You know, today's slaves are Mexicans. If you're going to do that, the whole slave thing, they're Mexicans. Because you can pay them like fucking nothing and they'll build a
but
fucking
But they're happy
house.
To do it.
Right.
And if you would have seen
Even
where
better,
they live.
Even better, slaves should be.
You'll know why, right?
They're better
it's like,
that
hey,
way.
Do you want to live in Africa? Didn't think so. Yeah. Now shut the fuck up.
Now get to work.
Don't fuck my daughters, please. Well, go ahead. You can fuck this one because she's fat. if you can find the vagina, it's all yours.
Yeah.
But good luck.
Congrats to you.
I've looked for like a year. Still no luck. Miss McDonald said that on the day of the shooting, the woman picked Elliot up from a Largs Bay address and noticed he was carrying some, not to be racist, but some black shopping bags.
How's that racist? They're shopping bags.
They're black.
But
did
they
you
are
have to
people.
Say... Why couldn't you just say shopping
bags? It's
only bags?
Racist if it's black people.
Now you're racist.
How is that?
Because you said it's only racist if it's black people.
How can you be racist against black fucking bags?
Why
it's
didn't
a
you
bag.
Get a white bag?
Because it's a bag.
Just saying. Just During the drive, he wrong. Produced a gun.
He produced it? That's Did he, pretty... like, shit it out?
No, he, like...
It's like, well, bam!
He had, like, he had a bag of parts, and then he just produced it. Oh. He probably paid some Mexicans because they could produce it cheaper.
They're quick, too.
Oh, God. He produced a gun and loaded and unloaded the firearm. Elliot then asked the woman to perform oral sex on him. He's like, excuse me, would you mind performing oral sex on me?
I'm sure he didn't say it like that.
Yeah. Bitch, suck this dick. What? In the pussy.
You heard me?
I would have paid $1 million to have been driving them around. Just to hear that.
Wow.
Odie's sleeping again. That's awesome.
Yeah, he hey, didn't even
take
that.
Take that Sharpie and draw a big giant penis on his face.
As I bump my
mom will appreciate that.
Oh,
cool. Let's see.
He woke up.
So he asked her for oral sex. Miss McDonald said the woman refused, but then agreed if he reduced some of the debt she owed. So she's like, no. And he's like, oral sex. And she's like, well, if I don't have to pay you back this much money, would you suck a cock to reduce your debt?
No.
Would you suck a cock to consolidate your debt?
No.
Depends
I got that.
On how big the debt is and how big the cock is.
If the debt is equally...
And what color the cock
if
is.
If the debt is equally proportionate to the dick, would you?
Well, yeah, but that could vary. I mean, that could be very little debt.
Brandon's gay. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he's the one talking about actually sucking.
Hey, he was sleeping. quote, the accused didn't agree to the alternative proposal, and he threatened to shoot the woman. The woman called her father on her mobile phone and noticed that Elliot was pointing a firearm around her crotch. That would make me a little nervous.
Just a little.
Like,
turn
hey,
me on.
Yeah?
I love
guns. Like, wait,
okay, you fucking bumped that cord like 20 times.
Get it away from me.
Don't move your goddamn hands around so much. You don't hands. Need to put your arms like this.
I do. I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. Plus,
is that really an Italian thing?
Yeah, that's what my mom said when she watched the videos I upload. By the way, new videos, youtube.com/jamhole. Yeah, she's like, You talk with your hands. That's an Italian thing. You can't help it.
Did she see Odie naked?
Possibly. She's got that one favorited. Thanks, Mom.
Stereo radiation says it'd be $10,000 per inch.
Per inch?
Yeah.
So...
He's a cheap date.
Yeah, no shit. We may just take you up on that. The woman, let's see, she said the gun went off, and Elliot told the woman he didn't mean to shoot her. Sorry.
Oh, excuse me. So sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I totally didn't mean that. Okay, now I mean it. The woman was shot in the inner thigh, and the bullet lodged in the car seat. She let Elliot out of the car and then drove to a shopping center where she called her father and then woke up in the hospital. Like, you got shot in the pussy, close to the pussy. Maybe you get shot near your pussy, right? Are you driving yourself anywhere else?
She is.
Well, I don't know. I've never been shot before. I don't know. Would you be able to, do you think?
I guess it all depends. Really. I mean, like,
he must have had a little gun. Like, you know, just right. Okay. Well, that's it for that story. So, yeah. What do you got for us? Episode 75.
I don't know if I should do this one. This one is fucking... hey! It's not that one.
It doesn't matter. Do it
doesn't
all.
Doesn't matter?
Because we still got the blotter you go to after I read a couple
yeah,
more.
Well, okay, this one's just really fucked up.
Cheers, fuckface. So,
all right, this one is called Ill and in Pain, Detainee Dies in U.S. Hands. He was 17 when he came to New York from Hong Kong in 1992 with his parents and younger sister...
Sorry.
And younger sister... eyeing the skyline like any newcomer. 15 years later, Hugh Liu Nig.
Nig?
His last name, it's Hugh
can
Liu.
Not, can you not be racist on this show?
No, his name is Hugh Liu and then N-G.
Huge Nig? Yes.
No.
Count it up.
But like his fucking last name is two letters.
Paula says, Matt, have you been shot in the pussy? No, I have not.
No.
I have been shot through the heart, and you are too late. So,
all right. So he was a New Yorker.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Let me read the goddamn story.
Sorry. Go ahead. Can I pee?
No.
Can you guys pilot this for a minute? He was a New Yorker. Hold on. Can you stay
can
awake?
Can you shut your fucking mouth for 2 seconds?
I will when I go pee.
Game on.
Can you stay awake long enough to make stupid comments?
I'm good. I got my nap in. We're good to go.
Oh, my God.
Let's
just turn off the show.
You fucking pussy, go.
All right. Would you go fuck yourself? He was a New Yorker, a computer engineer with a job in the Empire State Building, a house in Queens, a wife who is a United States citizen, and two American-born sons. a detainee who got, yeah.
The dude's in jail. He fucked up. Okay, big deal.
No, he didn't do anything wrong, though.
Then why is he in jail?
That's the idea.
Oh.
But when Mr. Nig, who had overstayed a visa years earlier, went to immigration headquarters in Manhattan, so he actually went there himself because his visa expired. It was not like he was doing anything legal. He wanted to like get it figured out. Headquarters in Manhattan last summer for his final interview for a green card. He was swept into immigration and shuttled through jails and detention centers in three New England states. So they basically sent him to jail for trying to get a green card so he could stay here.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean? He wasn't doing anything wrong.
He's trying
at
to
all.
Get into the United States and
better
himself.
His visa expired. Visa expired, so he's trying to get a green card so he could stay here and not have to leave. But instead, they're just like.
Should have got the green card before he came to the States, you know?
I guess so. So in April, Mr. Nig began.
Excuse me? Have either of you guys ever been taking a piss and like pushed so hard that you almost pooped?
No, I haven't.
I almost just did.
So you shit before we started the
show. Well, I know, but I was like pissed and trying to hurry up, and all of a sudden I was like,
oh god,
I lost that bet. All right, so what happened now? This guy,
you could hear me in the bathroom.
Yeah, I could. So that sucks, man. Could you imagine like going to jail for nothing
and then
finding out you have cancer while you're in jail?
I didn't even get to that part.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Okay, so he has cancer. All right.
So in April, he began complaining.
So he's dead. Okay, is that
for
that story?
Shut the fuck up. I don't interrupt you during your story.
That'd be the worst thing ever. You can go to jail for something you didn't do?
You want to read this?
I think detoxing from heroin would be the worst thing ever in jail.
So he began complaining of excruciating back pain. By mid-July, he could no longer walk or stand. And last Wednesday, 2 days after his 34th birthday, he died in custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in a Rhode Island hospital. His spine fractured and his body riddled with cancer had gone undiagnosed and untreated for months.
Not only can you sue America, but you can sue cancer for that.
How? He's dead.
His fucking kids and his illegal immigrant
they
fucking wife can.
They live in Saudi Arabia or something. They don't know how to speak English.
They're Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
Oh, they can't afford a lawyer.
Wow. So on Tuesday.
Am I the only one that thinks of King Kong whenever they hear the phrase Hong Kong? Is it?
I think that's you.
Okay.
Right now, I kind of think of the Olympics.
Fuck the Olympics.
I didn't know badminton was in the Olympics. That's
badminton's in the Olympics?
I didn't know they had an Olympic fucking category of underage fucking girls dancing around in leotards.
With HD TV nowadays.
Folding themselves in half. And everyone's got TiVo, and they're like, oh, God, that's so sexy.
Check out the 16-year-old.
And then it comes out today. It's like, oh, she's 14. Now how do you feel? Well, she's still sexy. Now it's just, I feel a little dirty about
thinking that. Now you're just a pedophile.
Yeah. And yeah, dude, that's cool, guys. You know how many YouTube videos there are of that shit? And then all the guys are like, oh, boy, what'd I do to her? Like, what would you do to her? Fucking cook her mac and cheese and send her to bed with a bedtime story? Like, seriously, what would you do to her?
Right. Well, since we're completely off of what
I was talking about. Continue.
I'm done with this story.
So basically, he died and...
He moved here legally with a visa. His visa expired. He went to immigration to get a green card or something, and then they arrested him for that.
Should've went with MasterCard. No?
No.
American Express? It's everywhere you want to be.
Yeah. Visa's the only card accepted at the 2008 Summer Games.
Thanks.
That was
for our benefit, but cool.
Wow. All
right, will you find the ashtray, please?
I'm looking.
On the thing by the trash. Okay, this one is called Diaper Man Arrested for Lewdness at...
In the chat, it says sterile radiation. Used to work for Chinese.
For what?
I don't... Read it. What... I don't know what that is.
What?
Exactly.
Used to work for Chinese.
Yeah. What's
the Chinese?
What's Chinese?
It's the Chinese. Okay. This one is called Diaper Man Arrested for Lewdness at Recreation Center at the YMCA. East Mill Creek, Utah. Oh, another state we could fucking do without. Utah, actually, in the great world of Jamholia, Utah is our new prison system. Once we get rid of California
and
Florida.
That's weird. I just watched SLC Punk today.
Hmm.
That's
a
irony.
Good movie.
A fucking great movie. And
I love that
irony that we're talking about the shithole of Utah.
I used to live in Utah, and I fucking...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where?
When I worked for Alamon in Ogden, right by Salt Lake.
Oh, that sucks.
Man, the women in Utah are whores.
How are you still alive after living there?
No idea.
I would have blown my brains out.
How am I still alive after anything that I fucking... I was just moving it.
You were just went and grabbed it.
All right, East Mill Creek, Utah. A man known to police as Boy Diaper is back in jail.
Boy Diaper?
Yeah. Oh, do you think you get your ass kicked at least once a day in jail for the name Boy Diaper?
He probably got the name from being in jail. I'm sure
I don't
they
know.
Gave it to him.
31-year-old Barton Bagness was arrested yesterday, accused of showing a diaper he was wearing to children. Like, he was like, hey guys, I'm wearing Huggies. What are you wearing? And they're like, Huggies? He's like, well, it depends. Oh, okay. 31-year-old, but authorities said it is not the first time Bagness has been involved with this kind of crime. Have you ever been involved in this kind of crime?
No.
No,
I didn't think it was a crime.
I've never worn diapers. I don't like wearing underwear. I couldn't imagine wearing a diaper.
Well, you could piss on yourself and it'd be cool.
Well, I would rather just...
be uncomfortable, like,
yeah, well, no, you can
chafing
just
chafing and stuff,
yeah, right, but it's what the baby powder's for. In 2000 he was convicted for a similar crime, served jail time, and was placed on the Utah sex offender registry. His alias on the registry is listed as Boy Diaper. How would you like to be known as that for the rest of your life?
When you introduce yourself, hey, I'm Mike Boy Diaper, the fucking right. Child molester.
You heard of the Boy Wonder? Well, I'm kind of like that. I'm the Boy Diaper, okay? Just moving it for you. God damn, that is a bad place for that. I'm sorry.
Not my idea.
Let's see. In February, he was charged with 11 counts of lewdness for exposing himself to young boys in Holiday. Now, the thing is, if you would institute Keith's Law, also known as Boom, You're Dead, the first time this guy was going around comparing diapers with other little kids that are wearing diapers, that's it. You're dead. No more. He would not have had the chance to have done this 8, 10, 12 more times, but the fact that it happened in Utah, I'm going to have to allow it.
Yeah, anything goes there.
Yeah. In my Utah, anything goes.
That should be their state slogan, Utah, the anything that goes state.
Utah, we suck.
Yes. Utah, do not move here.
Oh, let's see. Melissa Rideout. Do you think he rode in?
What?
No, her name's Rideout. Rode in, ride out, you know? No, never mind. And NTNA Brasher claimed it was their sons who were victimized by Bagnus in February. Bagnus claims he was the victim. Quote,
of course.
Of course. Hey, if your little if your little babies weren't such little fucking prostitutes, little sluts running around trying to show me their diapers, we wouldn't have this problem.
Right.
Train them for the Olympics. Quote, he always had a big bag on him with diapers in it, and he would ask the kids if they wanted to see it, and he would pull his shirt up and pull his pants down to show that he was wearing diapers. So, it almost sounds like he's retarded. Like, seriously, I'm not yeah. like, you're retarded because you're showing kids your diaper.
But you are retarded.
Mentally retarded. Yeah. Like, you're not wearing a diaper to make a fashion statement. You're wearing a diaper because you poop and pee your pants.
Right.
And, you know? So, hey, I'm curious. Maybe my diaper's not that comfortable. What kind? You look comfortable, four-year-old. What kind of diapers are you wearing? Can I see them? I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Ooh.
That yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
How can I say no?
Yesterday, sheriff investigators said Bagnus came to the Evergreen Rec Center in East Mill Creek where he allegedly exposed his diaper to children. He like, pooped in it and then threw it at him. That's exposed. An employee spotted him and called 911. Quote, we're frustrated because we've arrested him numerous times, and it seemed like he's back out on the streets, said the lieutenant of the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. Problem solved.
What's he doing wrong, actually?
Showing children his diaper?
Is that illegal?
In
that
Utah?
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
In Utah, yes, it is. It's a huge problem.
Is it because he's older?
Maybe.
Is there anything wrong with a kid showing another kid his diaper?
When the kid's 31, yeah.
Maybe. But what level is his mental state?
Take a wild fucking guess.
Probably the same age as these
probably.
Kids.
Probably.
So there should be nothing wrong with
that. It's okay.
Because really, he's the same age as those kids.
Hey, you should have thought when he was like, hey, can my friends come over and stay the night? Yeah, who are your friends? Well, my three-year-old friend, little Joni, and my four-year-old Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. What do you... Just, you know...
Whatever. Just keep it down.
Just keep it down. Literally. Keep it down. Let's see. His, I think he really is retarded. I just made that up because he wears diapers. The 31-year-old Bagnus lives with his parents in Holiday.
And he's how old?
31.
He's got you beat.
Fucking A. I got out of there when I was 27. I bet he didn't have a wicked bad fucking heroin habit, though, for 10 years of his life.
Probably not.
Yeah. His mother claimed her son suffers from dyslexia and was a victim of bullying during school.
He's got a wicked bad habit of dyslexia, though.
Yeah, I got a wicked habit bad dyslexia of. Is that weird?
Whoa.
Yeah, maybe he got bullied during school because he was wearing diapers. Are you throwing up, Odie?
He's talking on the phone.
Ooh. Quote, maybe his happiest times were when he was a child, and so he has this fixation with children, said
his
mom.
Or maybe because he's still a child.
Or maybe when he was in your womb, you liked to smoke crack and drink alcohol, and now you have a fucking 31-year-old retard that likes to show his diapers off to little children. Just saying, perhaps.
Even if he didn't like to show it off, you still have a 31-year-old that wears fucking diapers.
Yeah, hey, I don't like to drink, but I'm fucking doing it, you know? I guess it works out. I don't know. It is in a... That's weird. You're a fucking weirdo. You should die. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Do we need him?
No.
But he could cure cancer.
Yeah.
How many scientists you know that have done great things have worn diapers and lived with their parents when they were 31? Yeah, exactly.
Maybe this guy?
Maybe this guy. And
who
if it's
knows?
A first, hey, then someone else will cure it, I'm sure. Let's see. In regards to the diaper he is seen wearing, his mom said, "That's another problem. That's a physical problem."
Physical problem? Like he doesn't fit in the diapers?
That's a physical problem. Like, it. Wow. But those living on Kentucky Avenue have no sympathy with his past, nor should they.
No, not at all.
No, not even a little bit. They're upset he still gets to walk the streets despite his record. Well, I say to them, take the law into your own hands.
Boom,
and
you're
kill him.
Dead.
They don't have guns in Utah, I don't think.
Oh, that's right. Kill him with kindness.
They got slingshots. You can kill someone with that.
Yeah. quote, it's frustrating to see the system doesn't work, said Miss Brasher. It's only a matter of time before someone else, he just grosses me out. Yeah, well, you know what? You gross me out. Why? Because you're a fucking Mormon, and that grosses me out.
Yeah. I don't know. That's which is worse, a 31-year-old retard that wears diapers and lives with his mom, or a Mormon?
A Mormon all the way. I don't even have to think about it. I would rather my best friend be a 31-year-old retarded diaper-wearing child than a fucking Mormon.
Right.
I would rather.
I'm with you there.
A spokesman for Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office said lewdness involving a child is a Class A misdemeanor. A for fucking awesome. This is an awesome misdemeanor. And the maximum punishment is up to a year in jail. Whoa! Not a fucking year. That means when you're 32, you'll be free. Oh my God. But you know what? You get caught with a little bit of weed minding your own business in Utah. You know what they do?
Life.
They give you the chair. Mm. But you know what? Hmm. They sing hymns to the Mormon God, whoever the fucking...
Oh, that makes it better.
Joseph.
You're going to rip that fucking
thing. I'm trying. Out. I'm going to rip it out and hang myself with it. Quote, our hands are tied. That's the law. No pun intended.
Yeah.
No matter how many counts, it can't be enhanced to a felony. Well, you know what? Here's an idea. Why don't you make a law that says if you're a weird, pervy fucking freak, that's a felony.
It's a felony to be him.
How about it's illegal to be over fucking 18 and still wear diapers, and then you make it a felony to be over 18 wearing diapers and to show those diapers,
you know,
to
what?
Children.
It should be a felony if you're fucking over like 4 years old and be,
you know,
wearing
what?
Diapers.
It should be a felony if you live in Utah because you like it there. Mm. I love the people here.
Oh,
I
it's
love,
such a good place.
Oh, I love going to church. And,
so safe.
Oh, it's safe. Because Mormons are fucking pussies. Mormons are like the fucking Jews of, I don't know,
Matt,
something.
I don't know.
I'm Mormon.
You're a fucking retard.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, well, that's it for that story. Should
and
we
I'm
just,
not Mormon.
Should we just get right into the blotter?
Let's
here?
Let's do some blotter.
Man, I got so many good stories.
Save it for fucking Friday.
Okay.
For fucking Friday.
All right. Well,
Friday.
The blotter is a little something we do once a week on Wednesdays. Every Monday and Friday we do Craigslist. If I remember, every Wednesday we do the blotter. The blotter is a little something so you guys know what kind of people we really have to deal with. Now, we read fucked up news stories, but generally they don't happen here. The blotter, this all happens right here. So let's see. I'll just start things off here. 5:32 a.m. A woman with a laceration under her eye said she didn't remember how she got it.
You were drunk.
I was drunk. The fucking straw was in her glass, and she kept trying to drink out of it without the straw, and it kept poking her in the eye.
Oh my God.
It's like, God, every time I take a drink of this, it hurts my eye.
Yeah. That's how you got that laceration under your
That's
eye.
Why we have sippy cups.
7:13 a.m. A large rock was used to break a window and gain access to a room at Evergreen Elementary School. Nothing was reported missing.
What the fuck would you steal from a school, you know?
An elementary school.
an education, maybe? Thank you. I mean, you could steal computers and shit like that.
Yeah.
But if you guys aren't local, Evergreen is our fucking Brooklyn. Harlem.
That's
it's
where
our ghetto.
Shady Lane is.
Right. That's where the trailer parks are. You go
I like
in,
how it's even called Shady Lane.
Right.
It is fucking shady.
You go in there and they're like typewriters and shit. They don't even have fucking computers.
Then their
they
typewriters have, don't even work.
They have one and it's in the teacher's lounge. And it's like an Apple IIc with the green monitor.
It's like a Commodore 64.
Exactly. Lappy 386.
Yes.
Fucking Strong Bad.
Ooh.
Shout out to Strong Bad. We don't do shout outs,
but we do now.
Hey
Strong Bad.
7:41 a.m. A man had a toothache. He was taken to the hospital. Do you think if you had a toothache, you'd rather go to the dentist?
You know, maybe.
He gets to the hospital and they're like,
You know, if I had a toothache, I think I'd quit being such a pussy and just not let it get to me.
If I was a doctor at the hospital and a guy came in with a toothache, I'd punch him in the face and
like,
be
how's
like,
how's that toothache?
How's your toothache? Exactly.
Don't feel it now, do you?
Pour me another shot, please. Seriously, Odie.
For reals?
I'm ready.
I gotta read.
Oh, okay.
9:38 a.m., a man with a platform parachute was flying through Glacier International Airport's airspace.
What's a platform parachute?
I'm not really sure.
Is that like an ultralight or something? Little airplane?
But why parachute?
Why wouldn't it just say a man flying an ultralight?
Yeah, why a platform? It's a parachute.
That was a fucking guess. Don't give me,
Well, your guess was wrong.
You guys didn't have any fucking.
Your guess sucks. And you know what? You suck as a guest.
This is why I don't want to talk, because you guys are pieces of shit.
We are kind of pieces of shit.
Hey.
Huh.
Speak for yourself.
I usually do. Let's see. 2:26 a.m. A bat.
That is a big shot.
Can you read this one? You're spilling it on me. Can you read that one?
Yeah. 2:26 a.m. A bat bit someone who was then taken to the hospital to get a rabies shot.
Don't ever do that. Oh, God.
He's got a pig on his mic.
Oh, take this.
We need more Coke. Dad, Kevin.
You had, like, no Coke left. It was just spit. Oh,
you want me to pour you another shot, man?
That was a dick move, Odie. And now it's all over my hand, and it stinks, and I'm going to vomit really soon. All right.
I can't wait.
A bat bit someone.
I just read that.
So.
And then they were taken to hospital for a rabies shot at the end.
All right. 3:56 p.m. An underage boy was not allowed to wear diaper. No. Was not allowed to buy cigarettes at a local store. His girlfriend, in dire need of a smoke, yelled at the clerk. You know.
What do you think that sounded like?
But I needed the cigarette. Do you have your ID, ma'am? No, I was river rafting and I lost my wallet. I just need a cigarette. Oh. I don't know why don't you just go dig through ashtrays like all the other fucking bums and underage kids?
And just smoke that.
Or find someone to buy you cigarettes.
Or
you're a girl.
Ask someone for a cigarette.
Hey, I'll suck you off if you buy me a pack of cigarettes. No. Okay.
I wish we had webcam just so people could really see how many
times I grab the cable. It's like right there, right where my hand. Fuck you guys.
That's because your hands are like as far as they can
reach.
All right,
go fuck yourself. 5:41 p.m. Go.
5:41 p.m. A young woman was arrested for shoplifting.
Was she stealing cigarettes?
Yeah, probably.
6:10 p.m. Someone on U.S. Highway 93 reported that a $1,500 remote control vehicle was stolen.
That's an expensive remote control vehicle.
That remote control vehicle costs more than my car. My real control vehicle costs. Wow, dude.
That's amazing. 6:10 p.m. Someone on U.S. Highway... Oh, dude. Yes. I've never done that before.
Congratulations.
That's
welcome to the club.
I think you did that once.
I do that at least once a show.
No, you've done that once. At least, I mean on the blotter.
Oh, yeah.
I did that to the blotter once, I think. Let's see if I can do it again.
6:10 p.m. Somewhere.
6:23 p.m. Well, only 13 minutes later. A stolen 1980 Dodge was recovered, but two guns that were inside were missing. Hmm. Who cares about the Dodge? Fucking Dodge? I want these guns.
That Dodge is as old as I am.
Wow, 1980.
And I've never been stolen.
Yeah, and you don't have two guns missing from you either.
Not that I know of, no. 7:54 p.m., a woman fell off her moped.
Bummer.
You know, there's this joke that my stepdad always used to tell me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to say it right. But he always, because I'd always be like, man, a moped would be fun. And he'd be like, you know what? Riding a moped's a lot like fucking your sister. It's fun till someone sees you doing it.
Right. I've heard that before.
Okay. Yeah. Good old stepdad.
7:58 p.m. A young man was transported to North Valley Hospital for head injuries he sustained after falling from a bridge in West Glacier.
Wow. You've been to West Glacier, right?
Yeah.
Some of those bridges, holy shit. Like,
they're fucking
It's huge. Not like fall in the water and then drag yourself out. It's like fall into the rushing current and get sucked underwater and pulled like a mile downstream.
Yeah, and then fucking shot off a waterfall or
but
something.
But also, around that whole area, there's like huge barriers and shit. Like, you have to try to fall in. You don't right. just like, I'm walking on the trail. Oops, oh, I'm in the water now.
I'm sure he
it's
didn't
like,
fall in.
I jumped this thing. I had to crawl down some shit.
You know,
and
he
now
was probably jumping off the bridge into the river, you know, for fun or
his
something.
His diaper probably got kind of snagged up in his ball sack.
No, but he probably jumped off intentionally just for fun, just because I see people jumping off bridges
into water.
Yeah, just for fun, I guess.
You don't do that when the current's moving like 20 miles
but
an hour, retard.
But then he got hurt, and he's like, oh, I fell. No, I didn't do
How
it
do you
on
think his pride felt?
It was probably as hurt as he was.
Broken.
His pride is undergoing surgery.
Yeah.
At 8:27 p.m., a 12-year-old girl was molested by... Can we take a guess? Odie. Not by Odie. Sorry, that sounded really bad. By her grandfather.
That's a first on
Grandpa?
The blotter.
Grandpa, tell me a story. Okay, this one's called I'm About to Rape You. Once upon a time, my granddaughter asked me to tell her a bedtime story. I said, okay, take your clothes off first. And then I molested her. The end.
That's the first time I've ever seen someone get molested in the blotter.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, we've been reading this for forever.
We molest the blotter at least once a week.
Oh, at least.
At least. They should write about us.
Do you read the blotter other than when we do it?
Negative ghostwriter.
You should.
Go ahead.
We miss a lot of good ones.
I'm sure we do. Finish it off here.
Seven, what?
What? Oh, go ahead, no, read God. That one again. That was a good one.
Yes, 9:53
a woman
PM
fell off her moped again.
Man, fled from authorities on Willet Drive before they could locate him.
You okay. sound like fucking 2-year-olds.
I'm sorry. Day. Read that again. Jeez. I apologize.
You read it.
9:53
p.m. An intoxicated man fled.
An intoxicated man tried to read the police blotter on the jam hole.
I was trying to get through it fast.
8:29 p.m.
All right, one more try.
I'm drunk.
9:53 p.m. An intoxicated man fled from authorities on Woodland Drive before they could locate him.
That's
the end.
That's hardcore. You're drunk, or no, you're intoxicated,
that's
and you
drunk.
Still got away from the cops?
That's impressive.
What it doesn't say is the cops were also intoxicated. He was a cop.
He was one of them.
You'll never catch me, coppers. Shut up. We'll see you at work tomorrow.
You're right.
Now stop fucking my wife, seriously.
Yeah, it's getting a little...
Oh, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I'm getting friends from MySpace and Facebook.
Paula says, my grandmother used to sprinkle holy water on the Mormons that came to the door. They stopped coming.
I love now, like, ever since I took the communion, the holy desecrated communion on the cruise, like, I deliver to some churches, and I keep waiting. Like, I go in there, and I just wait to, like, erupt into flames as I walk
just
through
explode.
The door. They're yeah. like, wow, that's weird. Never seen that before. Gives a new meaning to Burning Man. Okay, well,
we should go.
We are all out of jokes, apparently.
I didn't even have any jokes today.
You never have any jokes.
I do have jokes,
yeah,
actually.
So
I'm all out of soul.
That's okay.
I need another shot.
You can have some of mine. So, if you guys would like to see me happy and break the curse, please donate us money, thejamhole.com.
And you will not get another show.
No, we will do shows from there. I'll do shows from there by myself if I have to, just until I get back.
We'll use the internet. Just leave me this.
The plan is to get there, chill for 3 months, write the books, sell the book, get rich off the book, take me, May, you, and anyone else that wants to go to Amsterdam.
Yes.
Buy a houseboat, put it in a canal there, open up our own coffee shop / smart shop, grow mushrooms and weed for the rest of our lives till
check
death do us part. Check. That is the master plan. So far, so good. While all of this happening, while we still do shows every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from the houseboat.
Oh, yeah. Because as long as we're alive, there's going to be a jam hole.
Fucking A.
Fucking
so,
A.
So, yeah, you guys got anything else before we get the fuck out of here, eh?
No.
Did you have anything to begin with, Odie?
Never.
I'm glad you came over to drink with
us. I think throughout the whole show, he said a total of 20 words.
That is right.
Hit that.
Hit that, yeah.
So, yeah, $6,000 is the goal. Help me go find happiness and break the curse. And everything else, you guys know the drill. If you ever want to talk to us, you can send us an email, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking shit. We now have a Facebook address.
And
a Bebo account. The Facebook address is facebook.com/ good luck remembering this number.
Just go to the sidebar on the website.
Everything is at thejamhole.com. We have a YouTube account. I just uploaded some videos of us actually doing the show. So,
which are fucking sideways.
Yeah, way to go, professional photographer. You know who the fuck you are. If you ever do that again, I will fucking rape you and take your virginity and your mother's.
Her mother isn't a virgin?
Not at all. Her mother's not very nice.
Have you talked to her?
I deliver to a place her mother works.
Really? Have you talked to her there?
Negative. I talk to her through the glares she gives me.
Ooh.
And I just always smile.
That's worse than actually talking to her.
Kinda is. That's okay,
she
though.
Just punch her.
I'm like, you know, props to you for raising a virgin this long in this day and age, though.
Well, that's what religion will do.
Right. And you know what? The only thing virgins are good for nowadays anyways is fucking sacrifice. So.
Or, you know, making them lose their virginity.
Right. I am the keeper of your virginity.
Yeah. The only thing virgins are good for is taking away their virginity.
Right. Because they're sure as shit not good for fucking taking pictures and video of us while we're doing the show.
Obviously not.
Obviously not. By the
Jesus.
Video. I'm glad we're like all sideways and shit.
Yeah, right? It's like, not no. like a picture where you can fucking change the angle.
You
it's
can't,
a video.
You can't rotate a video. Especially.
Oh, hey, Stereo Radiation says Microsoft Movie Maker can rotate the image on film.
Oh
da,
my
da,
god!
Da, 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 da,
what a coincidence! Because that's what I'm using.
Whoa!
So yeah, definitely. If you guys are new to us, please, if you haven't already, go vote for us on Podcast Alley. You can subscribe with iTunes, leave us a comment, write us a review. We have blogs.
Did you mention that you can vote for us on Podcast Alley?
I know. Maybe that's
By
the
way, though, you can vote for us on Podcast
Alley. That's the key to getting votes on Podcast Alley is you never have to mention it. I never, ever, ever hear Keith and the girl mention Podcast Alley. Yet, they're number 1, 2, and 3 usually.
And you know where we are?
Not number 1, 2, 3, or 10. We hang out around 25.
The absolute peach is ahead of us.
Fuck them.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't listen to them enough to say fuck them or not fuck them.
I didn't really, honestly, I didn't like what I heard.
Nah.
It's just, it wasn't
I don't
funny.
Like much of what I hear these days.
No.
Not at
just
all.
Just Keith and the girl and Distorted View.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, they keep it pretty funny.
Sick and Wrong.
Stereo Radiation, Sick and Wrong.
Stereo Radiation's
View.
Good.
They all keep it real, but yeah. Everyone else, you can go fuck yourself just like trying to get a Facebook account.
Right.
So, yeah, we will talk to you guys Friday, episode 76. Bye.
Later.
Thank you.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be
love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah. Of my broken heart, and I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high, and you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free, but now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.